This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
As I get ready for Irma, she's coming to dinner. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. There's something I want to do, because I keep getting invited to do this. There's a steak waiting for me. There's also the biggest camera store in the world there. Then the second biggest camera store, and I think maybe the third and fourth. Camera stores mean a lot to me. The only problem with where all of this good stuff is that to go there, I have to voluntarily disarm for no other reason than I'm going to cross this imaginary line on a map and go to the land of de Blasio. What is it like to be a gun owner in New York State, in New York City? Well, we haven't really ever discussed this with these people before, but we're going to do that tonight because they have a little event coming up. We're going to talk about that. So joining me from Arbalest Quarrel is Stephen DeAndrilli. And also, Stephen, introduce John, if you would. Tell us what John does.
John is a very, very good friend of mine. John bought the building and gun range that I used to have called the Seneca Sporting Range in Ridgewood, Queens. It's one of the few licensed gun ranges in the city of New York. So John is a federal firearms dealer and a New York City licensed dealer. He's, as I mentioned, has a great range. He's going to be adding a lot of high-tech features to the range that most ranges in the country don't have, especially ranges in New York City. And John is a really good guy. He's a great guy, actually. And I think we're going to get a chance to learn a lot about him tonight. And I hope your listeners, especially those that are in the New York area who wish to take advantage of what we have to offer, I'm proud to say that I personally and Artless Quarrel, is proud to sponsor the good events that he hosts at the range, which include a pro-gun rally this coming Wednesday. And in addition to the pro-gun rally, John also annually conducts the hunter education course for those who want to go hunting and they need a hunting license and hunter safety training. And John also does a New York State Armored Car course, which he'll talk to you about, and is an NRA-certified instructor, so he provides NRA instruction. And as a dealer, he can also sell you the gun, the cleaning kit, the holster, the ammunition, the lock box. You know what? John is a one-stop shop.
With certain caveats, all right. So let's talk about those, because that's the problem. That's the issue. So, John, good evening and welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, I'm a shooter, John. I like to shoot a lot of guns. And yet, right now, if the way things are going, the way things are currently, if I were to take up, because Steven says he's going to give me this steak that's made out of Kobe beef that was massaged and led a stress-free life right up to the last of it. And if I come up there, I'm going to have to... I'm going to be not carrying anything. And could I at least come into your shop and shoot a gun at the Seneca Gun Range? Can I at least do that in New York City?
No, not at all. In New York City, Bill, you have to have a gun license in the city of New York just even to shoot a gun. You can't come back from an out-of-state. You got to see the laws are totally restricted, like you said, de Blasio. You know,
and New York State does not even have any provision for any. They don't recognize any out of state permits. I can't, as a non-resident, get a permit there.
No, not at all. There's no reciprocity at all. It's like I said, a world of its own. You know.
So when somebody wants to shoot, there's a little bit of a process to go through just to be able to pick up. I mean, can you even hold a gun without having all of these permits?
No. You could walk into the gun store, and at that juncture point, if you said, can I look at that gun, can I see your license? And you'll say, well, I have a license in another state. I'll say, well, go look at that license nicely. I mean, you know, I'm not going to be rude. He said, in that state. So in New York, if a lady comes in, wants to bring a child, I want to bring her up to date on my children to shoot a handgun or a rifle, even a rifle, even a .22 rifle. You have to take that upstate or out to Long Island, then, the, you know, it's
outside,
very, very difficult.
Outside of New York State, or outside New York City, because New York City is a little bit like Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, aren't they? They have their own little island rules unto themselves.
Exactly, Bill, exactly. And it's really sick when you think about it. It's terrible. Even if you're a decorated veteran, who served our country in the armed forces, and you come back from a tour of duty in Afghanistan, Iraq, et cetera, even though you're a Navy SEAL or, I mean, a platoon commander, it doesn't matter. More efficient, proficient, I should say, with firearms than any New York City police officer that does not have that equal experience. Because I have a friend that lives in my building who he was a Marine sergeant serving overseas in combat. He came back. They actually called him to serve on the New York City Police Department to become a police officer. He took the exam. He passed it. And he had to go back for a second tour of duty. Now, they kept his number, in abeyance. They held it. And after he finished his second tour of duty, he came back and he was sworn in as a police officer, graduated the police academy. In fact, I saw him just the other day, and he's in highway patrol now, and he's a fine police officer, but he's beyond that. He has more firearms training and other types of training than the best of the best of the New York City police officers that do not have that additional type of military background. And yet, prior to he being sworn in as a police officer, he did not have a pistol permit, to my knowledge. If he walked into John's shop, just like you said, and said, can I, I heard that the Glock just came out with this new handgun. Can I see how it feels in my hand? Or that the new Kimber 357 revolver. John would have to say, I'm sorry, sir, you cannot, you can look at the gun, but you cannot touch it. You certainly cannot shoot it. So what does that tell you? That tells you that New York City is politically bent, as well as, you know, New York State would like to be if Cuomo, Governor Cuomo had his way with the New York Safe Act, to make it where you skip a generation and you do not allow people to make a personal decision whether they wish to own or possess a firearm, or even to go into a range to shoot one and to see if it's for them, to see, you know, how it feels, to experience it and make a cognizant decision. That has to be changed. And we're going to do everything we can to change that.
I went somewhere to get a...
Ronald, the dealer, is very responsible. There might be some other guys that bend the rules, not John. No, that's why he's around so long. That's why he's going to stay around.
I went to a shop today that to get a holster made. And while I was there, I handled three or four different handguns. And basically what you're saying is that I would be at least a three or four time lawbreaker in New York City. So we're coming up on the first break. We're coming up on the first break. When we get back, I want to talk about this event you got coming on. And then I want to talk about what somebody goes through in New York City to just be able to walk into a store and pick up a gun at Seneca Firearms Range. Just so I can sit here and just shake my head and go, it could be worse, it could be me. That kind of stuff. Arbalest Quarrel, you know where to find Stephen DeAndrilli. Real quick, for the people in the New York area, where's Seneca Gun Range at, real quick?
Right now, Seneca Gun Range is located at 1716 Weirfield Street in Ridgewood, New York. And you got to see the range. It's the cleanest range in New York City. We have no lead in it. It's constantly cleaned out. Very, very good ventilation system.
There you go.
One of a kind.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Come today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. It's really not a touchy subject. It should be, it should be a fairly closed case by now, but it isn't. Talking about what it is like to be a gun owner or trying to be a gun owner in New York City. And tonight, my guests are Stephen DeAndrilli from Harmless Quarrel, who you hear on a regular basis. And tonight we introduce John DeLoca, who is the owner of the Seneca Gun Range, which used to be with Stephen. Now, what kind of an event have you guys got going on at Seneca this next week?
Yes, sir. Next week we have one of our biggest events coming up, and it's going to have a lot of food. A lot of people are going to have attorneys there speaking on any questions you want to ask anybody about getting a gun license, the right to carry. And we're having a big, big event there at our range on questions and answers of how it is to obtain your gun license and to get your carry license.
So, in New York,
yes, sir.
That is actually, in New York City, that is actually a very lengthy process that the faint of heart really should not even attempt, isn't it?
Well, I don't know about attempt. They should attempt. They use the word, if you qualify. If you go, it's not like you have the right. It's a privilege. You have a business. Now, years ago, Jackie Gleason had a carry license, and it was $5. Now, if people are going to be shocked to hear it, in New York City, the carry license is $340. But they said on the books that we'd only raise it $1 a year when need be. You mean to tell me it passed 335 years?
And that's non-refundable, by the way. These fees are non-refundable. When you go to a store and you buy a product, a suit, a television,
or a sewing machine or whatever.
And you take it home and it doesn't fit, or you say you don't want it. You put it back in its original packaging. You know, you bring the product back in its packaging to the store with the receipt of purchase, and a reputable store gives you a refund. The New York City Police Department filing fee of $340 is non-refundable. So they'll take your fee and they'll deny you if they want to. You can, of course, appeal it, but it's very costly, and you have less than a 1 in 3 shot, because if it goes to a judge, most judges are democratically appointed, and they're anti-gun. And so they're going to rule against you regardless. Unless you can prove that the case is arbitrary, capricious, and discriminatory, and then that's going to run you $10,000 or more to just have the right to have a gun in New York City, which you already have the right to have. But the problem is, New York State Constitution doesn't recognize firearms as a right. It classifies it as a privilege, like your driver's license, and therefore they create a license when it should not be. The criteria for a carry permit also is stipulated in the New York State Penal Law, and the rules of the City of New York just rubber stamp that. You cannot just walk in and say, I choose today to carry a gun for self-defense. Self-defense is not a reason. You need to carry substantial amounts of cash. That word substantial is not, clearly defined. So what is substantial to you may not be substantial to the police department. So is it $500 a day? Is it $5,000 a day? Is it $50,000 a day? Does it go into the bank? Does it get withdrawn from the bank? Are you carrying it on your person? Do you carry negotiables, such as diamonds or furs or electronic equipment that if you could be a target just because of what the products that you're carrying? But the interesting case and the double standard case are all these movie stars and movie actors that, because of who they are, they can get them because of their notoriety. And that's a category that they have. But it's very unfair, and it's actually created a problem for the police department, because there's a major federal investigation, corruption investigation. And again, Bill, all this needs to be changed. That 202 number that I always tell people to call, well, they need to call their congressperson. They need to call their senators. And, for example, Senator Schumer in New York, a vehement anti-gun senator, is boasting now that our president is willing to work with Democrats on certain legislation to help the people, and rightfully so, that are suffering because of the hurricane, where they are looking for bipartisan support. And President Trump is getting sick and tired of these centrist Republicans that aren't working with him and working for the party and with the party and the president. So, you know, why are we now look to these Democratic Congress people? Call them up, 202-225-3121, and tell them we want in New York what other states have, and we also want national carry reciprocity. Right, John?
Yes, definitely without a doubt. One should have right hand and glove.
And we also have a congressman, Chris Collins, who passed, who sponsored a bill that's sitting in committee. Bill, we've been talking about that. I called his office twice today, and I emailed him the link to our new article. This is the fourth article in a series of articles on Congressman Chris Collins. We invited him to the gun range to speak.
Yes, I did also.
And John did also. All right, John, you'll tell Bill and our listeners. Here's a congressman in upstate New York sponsored a bill called the Second Amendment Guarantee Act. It's a.k.a. known as SAGA, S-A-G-A, and officially it's known as House Rule 3576. And it's supposed to attack the New York SAFE Act, and it's supposed to eliminate a ban on assault weapons. And, of course, it should address property rights and firearms, and it should address the fact that you could have a magazine capacity over 10 rounds, which in New York you can't. And it should open up the door to national carry reciprocity. It's so poorly worded, and it's sitting in committee moot with the other five bills sponsored by Republican Congress and senators. And, again, what does it mean? It means absolutely nothing if they don't put some teeth in it and they don't get it passed. And we need to call 202-225-3121 and tell these guys, let's get rolling.
Real quick, we're headed into the next break in about a minute. Where is this event? What time is it? What day?
Okay, it's on Wednesday night on the 13th. It's at 5:30 to 9:30. We're going to have food and drinks and a lot of guest speakers. Hopefully, you'll.
Well, what about the gun come down. Raffle? John, the gun raffle.
Yes, yes. We're going to be raffling off some handguns and rifles. Whether you have a license or not, you can win the gun, and I can either ship it to whatever dealer you'd like, or you can apply for your gun license or your rifle shotgun license. I know people all over the world are saying, what's a rifle shotgun license? I just go to a store, say, I would like that shotgun, and take it home. Not in New York. You have to have a rifle shotgun license. It's not for even behind the door. Or it's to collect or go hunting. And it must be locked up in a safe with a trigger lock. Not to just be loaded behind the door for protection.
There you go. More on this when we get back. My guests, Stephen DeAndrilli, John DeLoca. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Lock and Load. I'm going to give you a little unsolicited advice. If you're trying to carry on 2 conversations at one time, be sure of what you're sending to each person so that you don't send the wrong thing to the wrong person. Because right now somebody's wondering why I'm talking about lifting weights. My guests this hour are Stephen DeAngeli from Arbalist Quarrel and John DeLoca from Seneca Shooting Range in Ridgeway, New York. You guys are about to have... Now, this is going to be a rally. Do you actually... Stephen, do you think you're going to get Mr. Collins to show up to this thing?
Again, in our conversations, when we look at a glass of liquid and the glass is midway, I look at it as the glass being half full, not half empty. But realistically, having called his office at least 3 times that I have documented and spoken with 3 individual people, being referred to his communications director, having emailed the communications director at least 3 times, providing the link to our published articles on both Ammoland Shooting Sports News after they posted our articles published on the Arbalist Quarrel, and having made reference to our talks on your program, Lock and Load Radio, and having made it perfectly clear that the purpose of my calls to the congressman's office was threefold. To commend him for being bold enough to sponsor what is supposed to be a pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment bill.
that is supposed to attack the New York SAFE Act and is supposed to get something accomplished. Of course, I say supposed to because it has to be totally rewritten to have teeth, and it has to get out of committee. I made that clear, but we want to be commending and not criticizing unnecessarily. I also made it clear that we want to work with the congressman's office, we meaning Roger, our brilliant attorney partner, and draft meaningful, clear language, legislation that he can then use and have this bill revised and re-entered into the records, and then get some of his supporters and other sponsors to get this bill pushed and out of committee, and that we would like him to come and speak about the bill, or if he can't make it, to have a representative from his office, or in the alternative, to provide a letter so we can read it. And I have not gotten a response. So, in answer to your question, I do not want to give up hope. And I'm hoping that maybe he or some other people in his district are listening to the show right now. There's a very good possibility. Your millions of people are listening to us now. And maybe with the combination of listening to Lock and Load and what they're going to be reading on Ammo Land Shooting Sports News and what they're going to be reading on the Obelisk Quarrel, maybe they'll wake up and say, you know what? All I needed to do in the first place is pick up the phone and talk to this fellow Stephen or his partner Roger and say, hey, thank you for being interested and thank you for, okay, being creatively critical and offering your help. How can we work together? But we have to still wait and see. Now, we do have the weekend and we have Monday and Tuesday before the big event. And by the way, Seneca is like the Seneca Indians, S-E-N-E-C-A, Seneca right. Sporting Range. Isn't that nifty?
I just got a feeling I think he might come because enough people in his camp, enough people want to support him and get this SAFE Act kaput because you can't even pass your firearms on to your children, you know, the way it has designed now. You know, these people in his camp don't...
John, you can't even pass it on. As you know, your wife, your guns and your wife's guns are separate guns. You bought them, you paid tax on them, and you lost your property rights in them. And there's so much more to do. But
that's why I say I feel positive that there's enough people in his camp that people are realizing that unless those guns, the wife or the husband or somebody pass on their children, those guns are going to be made into manhole covers.
Melted down like they did in Australia. But what's interesting he should be concerned. What I did was I called Pat Sacco. Pat Sacco is a former Florida police officer. He has an advanced training school up in Syracuse, which is not too far from the congressman up in New York. And he's an ILFE instructor, International Association of Law Enforcement Firearms Instructors. Now, John, you remember we went up there one day with our partner Vinny and Roger Katz, and we did a day of shooting, and we also had a great meal. And Pat, I asked Pat, can you find out if anyone can reach this congressman and tell him that, you know, we're looking to meet and communicate. So he's trying also to reach out and see if anybody could reach this congressman because, I don't know, he's acting like a pope as far as I'm concerned. You know, to me, you call me up, and whether you're friend or foe, I, as a matter of professional courtesy, I'm going to pick up the phone and return your call.
Right.
That's just the way I was brought up. I don't know what's going on. I mean, he's a junior congressman. He's not a head of a major committee. He's not that. How busy can you be not to return a call or have a member of your staff return a call? So I'm sorry. I just don't accept this. This kind of treatment is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Well, when do you run this back here? He's busy, maybe, Maybe he's ill. Maybe he's sick. I don't know. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
He's got the stamp of people that have paid for with taxpayers' expense. There's no excuse, John. Someone
should
call. I'm not
disputing that.
Someone should return a call or an email.
I can just imagine what it'd be like to have dinner with you.
Don't let me loose, man. Don't let me loose.
Okay. Yeah, I was just saying, I just can't imagine what it would be like to have dinner with the two of you. You know, as far as this guy is concerned, yeah, I know he's a junior, I would call him a junior politician, because most people in the House, most people don't even know who they are unless you're voting for them. So I get that. This is his moment where he can make a few bones, and I don't understand why he's not going out there and taking that moment and going for that, but that's all beside the point. All right, we're coming up on the next break. So one more time, let's put out the location of this event. Seneca Shooting Sports
Facility.
The location
is in Seneca Sporting Range at 1716 Weirfield Street in Ridgewood, Queens, New York. And we invite everybody to come. Doors are open. We do 3 hunter safety classes a year. We turn nobody away. And this event's going to be a real big one for this big rally. A lot of people coming, so come early, get parking, and enjoy the food.
Now, listen, John doesn't pay me for this. This is something you ought to go do. I just want to be able to walk down the middle. I want to walk into B&H photo wearing my concealed carry gun. We need to help these guys make this happen.
Definitely.
Definitely. We should be wanting this to happen right now. Just, and I know there's a few of you that listen to me in New York like you, Marty. So everybody's listening to me in New York. You need to be going to this event, show the support. There's going to be food. They're going to be giving away guns. I mean, golly, I wish I could show up to that one. Coming up on the next break, we'll be right back. My guests are Stephen D'Angeli from Arbalest Quarrel, John DeLoca from Seneca Shooting Range. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Talking a very unique perspective among American gun owners here in these United States. Talking about being a gun owner in New York City. It's a very difficult proposition on its best day. And they're going to have an event to celebrate the Second Amendment in New York at the Seneca Gun Range in Ridgeway, North New York, I believe it is.
Ridgeway, Queens, New York.
Just on the off, for the people that win these guns that you guys are going to raffle, they don't have to have permits, right, to win?
No. We've got to turn around anywhere, ship it to any gun dealer that they like it. You know, if they win it, and they win it, wherever they're from, who comes to the event. If they're from Long Island, upstate, or down, wherever.
So I was going to... I was going to ask Stephen, are you going to help them get a permit if they're in New York City and they win that gun, Stephen?
Yeah.
No, you know what I'm going to do? If they go to John's range, John is fully capable of getting applications. In fact, he does that regularly. John also packages range membership with an application package and includes training, NRA-certified training, throws in a box of ammo, cleaning kit, the whole works. Like I said, it's a one-stop shop. You go to John, and he can do any kind of permit. If John wishes to consult with me, I'm retired from that business, but I'm willing to help him in every way, because by helping him, I'm helping someone that is furthering the cause of the Second Amendment. That's my motivation. That's my motivation for the Obelisk Quarrel. That's my motivation for getting up in the morning, in addition to other great things like eating and other fine things in life.
Yes.
You know, the arts, music, talking to you on the phone, Bill, you young fellow. John's the one-stop shop. And again, no matter where you are, if you're listening, we're inviting you. So if you have an attitude about New York, don't.
Bill, what we're going to do here? We're going to make the range and the event the biggest there is. So come early, park the car, get there, and have fun.
There you go.
There you go. Get a motel room. If you're coming from a far distance, get a nice motel room. You can get a reasonably priced motel room, not a five-star, four-star hotel. And you can spend the night. There are lots of restaurants. Pretty cool. It's located actually between LaGuardia Airport and JFK. And, of course, public transportation. All the roads lead to John's Range. So, again, and we don't want to make this sound bigger. It's not a President Trump rally, 10,000. We're not going to get 10,000 people. But if we get a sizable crowd, we may actually get the local precinct to have to send a uniform patrol to keep the peace among people who are not in favor of what we're doing. That would be interesting, and that would be newsworthy. Might have a few helicopters hovering around. Our intention is to have a safe, peaceful, and educational experience for those that need to get the hunter license and take the course successfully. This is one day of the three-day course. And those are always the reason to have it where, you know, we want it to be where people that are responsible firearms owners are always law-abiding. We're not the ones that break the law. So that's
real quick. Real quick, before we run out of time in the hour here. Now, when I say help somebody get a permit, which, you know, in my state, I go take a class, I go get my fingerprints, I ship that in. Once I've done all that, I know I'm going to get the permit after I paid the money.
How do you know that? How do you know that, Bill? What do you mean, you know?
Well, because...
It's a shall issue state.
Yes.
Within the law, the police have no discretion. In the New York City Police Department, they have discretion, so it's not a shall issue. Only a premise permit is a shall issue. But then they also have where if you have one or two moving violations, they could say your character is flawed. So yeah. New York City is politically against guns, where Bill is from and other people in the country, they can't even imagine what we're going through. They don't think it could ever happen to them, and that's where they're wrong. So thank God that you have the laws in favor that recognize the Second Amendment if you are in a state that does. But do not think for a moment that you are safe, because that's why we must protect the Second Amendment constantly, vigilantly. And that's why you need to constantly call up your congressperson, your senator, the 202-225-3121. Keep that number in your phone, folks. Put it in your favorite. Next to 9/11, because that's the number you're going to call if something bad happens. 202-225-3121. Within 30 seconds, you'll be on the phone with your elected official's office. All you need to do is answer the recording and say, do you want to talk to your senator or congressperson? And then it says, what is your zip code? And then it rings you directly. That's what we need to do. We can't rely on anyone to do this for us. Okay, and if you don't do anything, then only you will have something to blame. John and I are holding the fort down here in New York City. We've been here for many, many years, and John will continue. And he's one of the few licensed operating rangers in the city, because if he goes out of business, no one is going to be allowed to open up another range in his place. Case closed. Well,
the thing that I'm trying to point out that most people would not quite understand that this is what has to happen. You guys actually sort of work as expediters between the would-be permit holder and the city police department, don't you? You're the ones that are trying to make sure that everything possible looks right before they ship it forward.
Right. We dot every I and cross every T, and we check it once, check it twice, check it three times, so they don't wait there. Because it's like going to a motor vehicle. They love to throw you out of there. Oh, you don't have this. You don't have that. You don't have this. Give it back. Come back when you're ready.
And how much is it all together when you're signing up for all?
$36 for the fingerprints,
right?
And $340 non-refundable for the gun license for a 4-year license.
That's
how much is yours down there, Bill?
The fingerprints are free. The class that I have to take is $50, and the fee to sign in with the state law enforcement division is $50.
And how long is that license for?
The first one is for 4 years. I think I think this latest one is for 10. I'm not sure.
Okay, how long is the course down that way? How many hours?
It's 8 hours of just telling us where we can't carry a gun.
We're not trained. We're not trained by any stretch of the thought. But here's what I want to do. What day is this thing?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
5:30 to 9:30. And we're going to have food, beverages, and everything, and a pro-gun rally, attorneys speaking, answering questions and answers, and a lot of people having fun.
Here's what I think we ought to do in this remaining time, just because we're heading into the weekend and everything, Stephen, just so you and you think about this and you get with Roger. How about instead of you guys being on there with me this coming Wednesday, you're on with me this coming Thursday, which is just as good a day as Wednesday, and we bring John in here to give a recap of how this event went.
Sounds great.
Okay, man. Sounds good.
You good with that, John?
I can't believe your license is $50.
Hey. I found that to be sort of expensive to me anyway. So the way you guys have to go through this stuff and everything that you guys have to do, though, is just way beyond the pale. Especially given, and I think you have in New York City, you have a counter-terror unit. And one of the administrators for the counter-terror unit was supposedly giving a talk to some Swedish delegates. And he was using his Glock with the laser sight on it as a pointer. And muzzling them in the back of the head while he was using his gun as a... Did you guys hear about that?
Oh, he's an intelligent guy. Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's in safety. He's into safety.
But he doesn't have a permit. And he's not a certified cop either. And yet, he works in the de Blasio Bloomberg machine, so he just carries wherever he wants to. So, you know...
Wow.
There you have it. All the show notes for this will be in the podcast show notes, locations, websites, all this other stuff for the information. Go there. We'll be I'll be putting this out for the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. If you're listening to me, don't listen to me Wednesday. Go see these guys. If you're in New York City, go see these guys. Go sit there, listen to them, get the free food, register for the free gun, meet John, meet Steven. They do some very unique, around the United States, what they do is unnecessary, and the fact they do it successfully is very unique. Thank you for joining me this evening, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hour number two is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.